Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. There are 9 participants in the conference. Muted.
You're unmuted, Steve. Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just give it one more minute, guys, and then we'll start up the call.
Hey, Patrice, you want to come listen?
I put it on speaker, but just you got to call this number up here. I mean, you don't have to if you don't want. It's just so you can listen, but if you want to listen on your own
okay,
phone.
Which one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start it up, Jamie. Good morning, everyone who is on the call. You know, I appreciate you guys getting on. You know, unfortunately this morning, you know, I got some news to share with the team. Unfortunately, due to the crisis and, you know, the state of, you know, the world right now and everything going on with, you know, everything in our industry, Panera has decided to cease all capital expenditures for the remainder of the year. And unfortunately, that means that we will no longer be converting our location into a Panera Bread. And with that, the hospital, we have decided to end our lease between Oval Pond and the Piedmont Hospital location. And our last day of operation will be August 25th of this year. You know, with that said, you know, Panera and Oval Pond are going to have some package to offer all the employees and team members of the location. At the end, you'll be able to ask any questions of me or Jamie, but I'll turn it over to Jamie at this point to discuss what those packages are and what it means for the rest of the team.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, everyone. So I'm just going to give you a lot of information, and all of this information will be emailed to the cafe after this afternoon's call as well. So some of the things that will be provided, we're going to send over a contact list so you can contact anyone after employment ends, and that's going to be through payroll, benefits, anything to do with day fours, including receiving your W-2s for next tax year, and then any type of employment verification that is needed. For those of you that do have benefits through Avon Pan, those benefits will continue through the end of the month, so those will continue until August 31st, and then you will be sent information in the mail within 14 days from COBRA to extend any of your medical, dental, vision, or health savings accounts. I'm going to mention this to everyone. Please make sure you go into Dayforce and verify your mailing address is correct. Everything going forward will be mailed to your home address that is in Dayforce. If it is incorrect, it'll delay anything. So please make sure you go in and update those. If you have any basic life insurance, any optional or dependent life insurance, all of those will end within 31 days of your employment. The Employee Assistance Program, the EAP, you guys should have seen that in your cafe. You should have flyers that's available for PureLink. That will be available for you and your family members for an additional 6 months after the cafe closes. If you have a 401k retirement savings through Wells Fargo, you will receive information in the mail, again, within 14 days to let you know what you can do with those distributions and the money that's in there. So again, it's really important to have your correct address on file. If you are interested in filing for unemployment benefits, once you're no longer employed, you will be eligible to receive unemployment benefits through the state. So it's important to learn those information and everything's done online. So you'll just go through the State of Florida Unemployment Benefit and go through that process. If you need any references for jobs or anything of that nature, we ask that you contact the HR Support Center and we will make sure we get that information to you. Again, we'll provide you with detailed numbers for benefits, payroll, the EAP, and any of the information you need to receive your W-2s going into 2021. We will also share with you information on how to access the People Portal. That is where, again, you'll pull any of your information. You'll have a little different login instructions, but I'll share that with you so you know exactly how to pull that in there. Excuse me. And then we also want to provide anyone an opportunity to work at a Panera Bread location that is within the area. I'm going to send over an Excel spreadsheet with cafes that are Panera cafes that are within 15 miles of your current location. All we need for you to do is fill out your name, the position you work in, the days and times you're available to work, and which location you'd be interested in. Complete an application on the Panera website, which I'll send you an instruction sheet on how to do that as well. And then we'll send your information to the Panera team to reach out and let you know if they're interested and if there's any positions available. We cannot guarantee that you will be hired on board with Panera, but we do want to provide your information to them and give you the opportunity to continue working for the company if possible. So all of that will be sent to you. And again, we'll send the information for the employment and income verifications in case you need that. There's a website and phone address that you can give to anyone who needs to inquire about that. And then also for your EAP information. The next big piece of this is the bonus payments and things that we're going to do for you for the next month. Team members who we are not able to place with Panera and are not eligible or do not go to Panera for any reason, all hourly team members, FA supervisors, and assistant managers will all receive a $300 severance payment. So that will be your end of payment. All team members will receive a payout of any of their unused PTO. And then any team members in good standing will be eligible for a retention program. I'm going to give you those details real quick.
Which means that you just...
For hourly team members, it's broken down as follows. If you've averaged 32 hours or more over the previous 6 months, you'll be receiving a $250 payment in addition to the $300. Team members who averaged 20 to 32 hours over the past 6 months will receive a $125 payment in addition to the $300. And team members who average fewer than 20 hours will receive a $50 payment in addition to that $300. In order to be eligible for this incentive, you must not be absent from the cafe for any reason, including sick time, vacation, leave of absence, resignation, or if you quit prior to the cafe closing. So again, that's going to be an additional $50 to $250 based on the amount of time you've worked over the past 6 months with that $300 severance. Decide not to go with Panera or you are not able to move forward with them. I know that's a lot of information we put on you guys and put it through, but I just wanted to provide that information to you today. Mike wanted to share that. If you have any questions, I'm going to open up the line so you can ask them now, or if you'd like to just email Mike or I separately, we're happy to answer anything we can. And again, all of this information with all the details will be shared later this afternoon after we have the call with all other team members and managers. So, Mike, is there anything else you want to add before I unmute all the lines for any questions?
No, Jamie, I think that covers it.
Okay, great. I'm going to unmute all the lines. So it's
unmuted.
So if anyone has any questions, please feel free to ask. We'll give you a couple minutes to ask. or if you want to just email us and let us know, that's fine as well.
I have a question.
Sure.
Yes, I've been with Auburn Payne for 5 years. If I file for unemployment, what would be on my separation notice?
So for everyone who is not, when the cafe closes, it'll just show that the cafe has closed and the positions have been eliminated. That's what goes over for anything that comes. If when they send in the unemployment claim, we just let them know that the cafe closed and there is no other location to place.
The last day of employment is August 25th.
August 25th, correct. That'll be the last day the cafe is open.
Can I get an email address where I can email a question?
Yes, of course. Yep, I will reach out. It's on invite, but it's I'll just tell you now if you want to write it down. It's Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, dot Revline, R-E-D-L-I-N-E.
You said at Revline, you said?
Jamie dot Revline at PaneraBread.com. And I'll send that information as well with all the details. Any other questions?
No,
no. Okay. Anybody else have any questions they want to ask now?
No.
Okay, great. Well, if anything comes up, again, please feel free to reach out to Mike or myself. We're happy to answer any questions and provide you any details that we can. You have a lookout in the cafe email, and make sure you check with Jawad if you're interested in working at Panera and want to move forward. Let us know. We're happy to get you in contact with those teams. And again, thank you so much for all of your service time, and we're sorry to have to share this news with you. But we'll do our best to make sure we get you placed if possible and hopefully get to those retention bonuses as you continue to work for the next 30 days. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye.